Well, there's been a lot of interest in Medicare today, with the opposition leader Bill Shorten announcing a return to indexation as one of his policies, which effectively boosts the amount GPs can get through Medicare. Kim Williams spoke with AMA President Professor Brian Owler.
Well, it is a very welcome announcement. The AMA have been campaigning to end the freeze ever since it was announced in the 2014 federal budget, and of course, it was extended in the budget recently out to 2020. Now, despite Labor having a number of months of the freeze initially, the Coalition have essentially said that they're going to have 6 years of a freeze. Now, the implication of the freeze is that, you've got to remember, this is the patient's Medicare rebate. Now, if the freeze is in place, it means that patients only get the same amount back, whereas the costs of running a practice, employing staff, leasing premises, etc., continue to go up year on year. Now, over a period of 6 years, it's inevitable that practices and doctors, particularly GPs, have to pass those costs on to patients. It means they have to stop bulk billing, and bulk billing rates will go down. So I think we'd reached a real tipping point with the last budget.
So do you expect doctors across Australia to be supporting this?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been contacted by many of our members, and I think GPs are very angry in particular about the freeze and the recent extension of it. They've been absorbing the freeze for a period of time, but they now realise that they can't continue to do that for much longer. And they've reached a real tipping point now where they need to start to charge patients.
Can you give me an example of how someone might be out of pocket?
Yeah, so if a patient is essentially bulk billed, the rebate for a standard GP consultation is $37, and there's usually about a $6.15 or so bulk billing incentive. So the doctor ends up with about $43. Now, if the doctor decides that because of the freeze and their costs are going up, that they can't absorb the freeze any longer, what they have to do is charge the patient a fee up front, and then the patient has to get the amount back from Medicare. That's their rebate. Now, if they decide to charge a patient, they lose the bulk billing incentive, so the doctor already has to make up that. So it was almost certain that we were going to see the patients being charged $50, $60, $70 each time they went to the GP for a consultation, with the rebate staying at $37. That's what the government's current policy is. This is a move by the government to, instead of having the $7 co-payment that it had argued for in 2014, this is about trying to say to doctors, okay, you're going to have to charge a co-payment. You're going to either you charge a co-payment or you have to see more patients in a shorter amount of time. But whatever happens, we're going to make you collect the co-payment and you make the decision rather than it being imposed by the government. And so that's why this has been a co-payment by stealth.
Is there a danger if the freeze stays in place that it will push people towards emergency hospital areas?
So if you have the freeze and people are facing out-of-pocket expenses, particularly in the lower income areas, then they tend to not go to the doctors. There's very good evidence to support people deferring their care when there are financial barriers in the general practice or primary care setting. And what we see then are patients attending emergency departments, not just because of less costs associated with going to an emergency department, but because they've deferred their treatment or their investigations, they end up sicker, in need of more expensive hospital care, offering required admission to hospital, and of course, that puts an extra strain on our hospital and health system that could have been avoided by an investment in general practice to begin with.
That was AMA President Professor Brian Owler there, speaking with Kim Williams. And that's just about all we have for you now on The Money this week. We hope you tune in again next week to find everything you need to know about money, finance and business.